Hello, this is Pat Ferguson with Ferguson Enterprises. We are going to do a podcast on the Loving DM520 Olympus Digital Voice Recorder and the Loving DM420 Olympus Digital Voice Recorder. First of all, we will talk about the package contents. When you get your Olympus recorder, the DM520 or the DM420, everything comes in a box with a window in the box, and in the box there is a divided piece which separates the paperwork and the CD and everything from the accessories, including the recorder, the USB cable, and the headphones, and the case. This is a nice little case, box. It's nicer than the ones that came with the predecessors, the DS71 and the DS50. I like this box a lot better. It's smaller, it's not as high, and it'll just ship really nicely. Okay, and it's got a kind of a cellophane plastic window on top, so you'll know which is the top of the box. Now, in the box, we have the following items: either the DM420 recorder or the DM520 recorder, or either recorder, whichever one you've ordered, and the USB cable, the headphones, earbuds, and the case. Now, the case itself is a conversation piece. It's really quite neat. So we're going to talk about these accessories that go with the Loving DM520 and DM420. Now, the microphone is built in. The stereo microphone is built into this unit. First of all, I'm going to tell you about your paperwork. Your paperwork is your warranty card and everything, and please, please, please be sure to send in your warranty card. You might need help. And your serial number for the Sonority software is on a card in that paperwork, okay? The serial number for your DM520 or DM420 is on the box. So, depending on where you purchase it, will depend on whether you get a CD labeled in Braille or not. Ha ha. Okay, now we are going to talk about the recorder, the DM520 and the DM420. I'm going to tell you the differences in the two recorders. The DM420 retails for $149.99. It has 2 gigabytes of internal memory. It has a micro SD card slot, just like the DM520. The difference is it only records in WMA and MP3. The DM520 has 4 gigabytes of internal memory, and of course in a micro SD card slot, and it records in PCM linear, which is WAV, WAV, MP3, or WMA. And there are some features that are specific to PCM linear recording. Okay, you cannot, one of the features is you cannot split files with the DM420 because you cannot split compressed files, MP3 or WMA files. Those are compressed. So you can only split files with the DM520. We will attempt to do this later on in the recording. Okay, now We're going to talk about the layout of the recorder, the DM520, and the DM420 looks identical. So the recorder has on the side, as you have it facing you, with the microphone at the top, and you can tell the microphone because it's got the rough spots on it where the mics actually are. And in the center of the microphones is a jack where you can plug in an external mic. And I have done that. I have recorded with an external mic, and it sounds very excellent. I've recorded with the Sony ECM-719, which we really like that microphone. Also, the speakers on the back, as in previous models. Now, one of the things that I love about the DM520 and the DM420, and you will also love this, is that the battery compartment is on the back, not on the edge like it was in previous models. Olympus has really listened to the blind community. They really have. And I just think they've done a wonderful job in creating this new recorder, which is not only just really extremely wonderful, but also these are a lot cheaper than the previous models. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned the DM520 retails for $199.99. Okay. And it has the 4 gigs and the PCM linear recording. Those are the two differences. Okay. Now, both models have the micro SD card. So we'll talk about the battery compartment first, because if we don't put in the batteries, we cannot operate the unit. It comes with two AAA rechargeable batteries, which are in a little package. Everything's in its own little package, okay, including the case and everything. It does not come with a micro SD card. You'll need to purchase one. Now, according to the information that I got from Olympus, it will take a 16 gig micro SD card. It says in the manual 8 gigs, but on their website it says 16 gigs. So I put in a 16 gig micro SD card. Joy, because that's neat. Now I have 16 gigs in the micro SD cards and 4 gigs in the internal memory. So what's really awesome is that you can do a nice long recording with the DM520, and then when you're done, you can copy it or move it to the micro SD card without having to hook up to a computer. This is a wonderful feature that they did. It was available in previous models, the DS50 and the DS71. However, it was not accessible to us, and now it is. It took me a little time to learn it, and I had to call Olympus and get some assistance, but now you won't have to do that, because I'm going to tell you how to do that right here in this little podcast. Also, so we're going to talk about the batteries first. Okay. The battery compartment has a little rough edges. It's kind of in the center of the back of the unit, because you have the speaker on the top, and then the battery door takes up about half of the recorder. And there are four little tiny rubber things on each side, two on each side, that they're like skid, non-slip type things. Okay, so let's press down on the... I got to make sure this isn't on, because I don't want to take out the batteries when it's... let's see. Okay, it's off. Okay. Like I said, these are rechargeable batteries. And so in the center, we press down on the little thing and we slide it back. Do you remember in previous models of these recorders, it was really hard. A lot of people had trouble getting the battery door off. This is a piece of cake. And I'll tell you what's even nicer is that the batteries go in the same way. I'm not going to take them out because then I'll have to reset the time and date. I'll have to bug Vernon to do that. Because that is one feature that's still not accessible. But there's a battery on each side, and they both the little knobbin end goes in pointing the same direction. And so that is a really, really good feature. Oh, it also comes with, both units come with a lanyard, and that you might need help putting it on because those are tricky. The microphone, the stereo microphone is built in, like I mentioned. Your on-off switch is on the right-hand side, kind of in the middle, and it's down below the buttons. I really like that. I have three recorders sitting here on my desk. I'm sitting here at my computer because some of the stuff I'm going to demonstrate is going to be done from my computer. So, now I will actually talk about the buttons, the locations of the buttons now. On the, like I said, down below the buttons, kind of right below the stop button is, you could call this stop slash pause, but you wouldn't use this pause when you're recording. You'd use the pause on the record button. But the button is right below the middle button, which is the stop button, okay? And you take your fingernail and you pull back just a little bit like you do.
Battery level high.
Okay. According to Olympus, you're supposed to get 51 hours of battery life with either model. And I believe with the 420, it's 530-some hours of recording time. That's pretty darn good. That's with 2 gigs of internal memory. And the DM520, I don't remember what the recording time. It's just a lot because when you stop and think about how you can have a 16-gig microSD card in there, you've got a lot of recording time. But one thing you need to remember is that on both units, you have your folders on your microSD card and your internal memory of the unit. So we'll talk about that a little later. Okay, now, these buttons are a little bit different than previous models. The play button is a small button. It's kind of, well, almost square. Then there's a little space, and then the stop button is, well, I can't quite, it's a little bit bigger, I think, than the play button, but it might be the same size. I'm not very good at judging here. And it's also a little square button. Then you go up, and the record button is a long button, and I like that. So you have the play, stop, and record button on the right-hand side. Okay? And, of course, your on-off switch. And then above the record button is your microphone. And then, your microphone on the right-hand side. Then in the middle is your external microphone jack. And then your other mic on the left-hand side. Going down the left-hand side of the recorder is your microphone from top to bottom. And the earphone jack. Then we have something else here. I'm not sure what this is. It's got a hole in it. I'll have to find out what that is. It looks like a little jack. Oh, that's for, I know what it is. It's for the remote control. You can purchase a remote control and they are about, oh, about $60, somewhere around there. I haven't, I think about $59.99. They're expensive, okay, for the remote control. And all that does is stop and start the recording, okay? You might not need that because you can actually purchase the ECM-719, the Sony ECM-719, and you have the same kind of the same feature because you can. That's a tie-clip microphone, stereo microphone. Okay, I'm not using that microphone to record this. I'm using the DS-71 recorder, and I'm using the external microphone that comes with that. Okay, so we go down from the jack for the remote control, and then there's this little door with a little thing on it that you pull off. You just pull it back. It's hinged, which is good. It's got a little long kind of piece on it so you can get a hold of it and open it. And there's where your micro SD card goes. And it does go in lengthwise. So the little pins go in first. Okay, so I'll close that. Down below that, I'll take it out of the case here. There is nothing. Then your USB port is on the bottom, on the very bottom. And that's where your USB port is. Now, we're going to talk about the front of the unit, the top. The very top of the unit, there's a kind of a rough section where your microphones are, and then there's a little piece, it's a little rough piece, and then the LCD display starts, that section is there, the display, the print display. Then down below the print display, you have two buttons. Your left button is your podcast button. But for some really unknown, strange, good reason, that button works to do different things. And I'll show you that. Then the button to the right of that, and there is a little space between those two buttons, is called the scene button. It's S-C-E-E-N, as in scenes in a movie or play. And that is a new feature in this recorder. I haven't really figured that feature out, but I will show you the menus when the time comes here. Then down below that is your dial with your 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons. The top button is your up arrow. The button to the right is your right arrow, then your down arrow, and then your left arrow, and your OK enter button is in the center. Now, Olympus has improved the way these buttons are because they are they stand up higher, and I like that. They're not flat, they're actually kind of round, and it's easier to feel them, I think. Okay. So that's your dial. Then down below the dial on the left-hand side is your erase button. And the erase feature works a little bit different on this model. Then to the right of the erase button is a list button. It's a file list button. And it does work. But the podcast button works kind of almost the same. It's kind of interesting. Because you can actually go to the folders with the podcast button, too. I suppose that's so you could go to the podcast folder. Okay, so we've covered the buttons on this recorder. Now, we're going to talk about the case. This case is really awesome. On the back of the case, you have two metal pieces. One is a clip. And down below the clip is a kind of like a piece that you move up. You pull it up, and it acts as a stand. so that you can stand the unit up. What I do when I'm recording with it, I actually put the flap of the case down over the stand. And then I have the unit so that it's setting down with the bottom of it. It's setting down on the bottom of it, the bottom of the recorder and case, and the top of it is pointing upward. And I did this last night. I recorded a kind of a church meeting with it, and it really turned out good. And it was a long file, so I'm going to try and demonstrate the split file function with that file, and I'll have to see if that will work, because you can only split the WAV files. Okay, so now the other, I'll put the stand down. The other piece of metal that's up above the clip and the stand is, you won't believe this, but this is for a tripod. You can put this recorder on, in its case, on the on a tripod and record from it, which is really awesome, because then you don't have to touch the microphone or anything. And that's kind of how you would use the remote control. You would plug it into the little remote control jack and operate it. I imagine you would probably clip the remote control. I'm not really sure if that's how you do it. Okay, so that is basically what the unit looks like. It is an awesome unit. I love it. And it's about the same thickness as the rest of them. And like I said, I've got all three of them here. I'm recording with the DS-71, and I have my little loving DS-50 here too. It's cool. And so, and they all sound alike. I think it would be fun to actually turn them all on at the same time. I don't know. That would be tricky, but it could be done. I'm not going to do that because I'm recording with one of them. So, now we're going to talk about the functions of the DM520 and the DM420 recorders. Okay, we will first show you how to play files, record files, and stop them, and fast forward, rewind through them. Okay. So let's record a file. Whoops, I got to turn it on first. That would help, wouldn't it? Whoops, I held that little button too.
Battery level high.
Okay, I've been doing a lot of recording with this, and it's amazing, the battery time. It really is amazing. I'm not using the rechargeable batteries, and that is something I will tell you about towards the end of this recording. Okay, now we're going to record. I'm just going to record here just for a second. Okay, this is a test. We are recording with the loving DM520 Olympus Digital Voice Recorder. And the 420 would sound the same because it's almost identical, minus a few features. And we're just going to stop this recording now with the stop button. Okay, now we're going to, which is in the middle, of course, on the right-hand side. Now we're going to play it.
Okay, this is a test. We are recording with the loving DM520 Olympus Digital Voice Recorder. And
I'm going to stop it now. Okay, now, before I started recording, I went into the menu and I changed some functions. So now I'm going to hit the play button again, and I'm going to show you how you go back and forth through the file.
The 420 would sound the same because it's...
Okay, now I'm going to hit the left arrow.
20 would sound... 5 are recording.
Now I'm at the beginning.
Okay, this is a test. We are recording with the loving DM520.
Okay, now if I want to go forward, I'll hit the right arrow.
Now with the...
Okay. I just went to the end. Okay, so you just push the right arrow, hold it down, and to go from file to file, I'll show you how to do that. But you hold those two, you know, you hold the right arrow down in order to go through the file. To fast forward, you might say, or, you know, and you can change how that goes, too, in the menus. You can change whether it goes every 5 seconds or 10 seconds, I think it is, 10 seconds and 30 seconds. It skips that much if you want to change that in the menus. And then to rewind, you would hit the left arrow and hold it down. If you don't hold it down, the arrow keys, when you're doing this, you will go to the previous file with the left arrow, and you'll go to the next file with the right arrow. Now, one of the things that the volume is when you're playing a file.
Okay, this is a test.
I'm holding
we
the volume.
Recording with the loving DM520.
Now it's getting distorted, so I'll turn it down to down arrow.
And the 420 would sound the same because it's almost identical.
Okay, I'll
minus
stop it with the middle button. Okay. So, and your OK button is in the center. Now, you can use the OK button to play files as well. I can hit the OK button.
Features. And we're just going to stop.
And it just started where it stopped. Now, I'm going to press the stop button again. Okay, you heard it beep twice. Now, I'm going to press the play button.
Stop this recording.
Okay, it still did that. It started in the middle. Let's say that I wanted to delete that file. The delete button is down below the circle, on kind of on the left. You know, it's on top, but it's the left button, which is looks really hidden, and you would just push down and, you know, on the button with your fingernail. But first of all, we're going to play the file.
Stop button.
Okay, let me do this again.
Okay, this is a test. We are recording now, with the loving DM520 Olympus Digital Voice Recorder.
Okay, I'm going to hit the stop button. Just once. You don't want to hit it twice, because now I'll hit the delete, the erase button.
File erase mode.
I'll hit the up arrow.
Erase one file.
Okay, if I hit the up arrow again.
Erase all files in the folder.
We don't want to erase all files in the folder, so we'll up arrow again. Whoops, we got a down arrow.
Erase one file.
Okay, because it doesn't work to up arrow. Okay, so you want to, when you do this process, you want to...
Erasing canceled.
Okay, that's fine. We're going to do this again. So, let's play the file.
Sound the same because it's...
Now I'll hit the stop button just once. I'll hit the delete, which is below the circle.
File erase mode.
Now I'll arrow up once.
Erase one file.
Hit enter. Now I hit up arrow.
Start erase.
Enter.
Erase finished.
Okay, now I erased that little file. Okay, we're going to have to record another one because I do not have, I've erased most of the files on here. Let me see if I have any other files. Oh, yeah, I do. Okay.
Okay, we're recording and I hope we're on the micro SD card. I think we are. Okay, we'll stop recording now.
Okay, I just played that file. Now, if I want to delete that file, I'll just hit the left arrow once, because the file did stop. So you got to go back to be on that file again. If you hit play again, it would, let's see, let me see here. Okay, I'll hit play.
Okay, we're recording and I hope we're on the...
Okay, I'm going to stop this with the stop button. Now, I will press the delete again. Now, the delete button is a little hard to feel, but they did it so that you wouldn't accidentally delete something.
File erase mode.
Okay, we're going to hit the up arrow.
Erase one file.
Enter, which is the center round button in the middle of the dial. Then up arrow.
Start erase. Erase.
Enter.
Finished.
Okay, now if you don't hit enter, if you don't hit up arrow, it'll just cancel out. It took me a while to figure this one out. It's different than the previous models. It's definitely different than the DS71 and DS50. But I like it a whole lot better. Okay, so we deleted that file. Now, I'm going to show you the podcast button. I'll hit the podcast button. Okay, it doesn't do anything because actually I'm in a folder.
Recorder folder.
Okay, I hit the left arrow to back out of that. Okay, we have folders within folders. In this case, just one level. Okay. It says recorder file, then down arrow.
Music folder.
Down arrow.
Podcast folder.
Okay. So that, it will take you, but you got a left arrow to back out. When you're in a folder, you got a left arrow to back out of it. Okay. And then you'll be in the main folder. And I'll arrow down again.
Recorder folder.
Okay, if I hit enter on the recorder folder.
Folder A.
I'll down arrow.
Folder B. Folder C. Folder D. Folder E.
Now, to get into any of these folders, you just press enter. I'll go back to folder A.
Folder A.
Okay, now to play your files, you hit the play button.
No file.
Oh, okay. No file. Hmm. I must have been in another folder. Okay, we'll back out.
Recorder folder.
I'll hit the recorder folder.
Folder A. Folder B.
I'll hit enter on folder B. All right. That's where all my files are in folder B. When you hear that beep, that double beep, you know that you're at the end of the folder. So if you hit the right arrow once, I'll hit the play button.
This is a test.
Okay, that was Vernon. Oh, we're on the micro SD card. Because I had moved all these. I think I moved them all. That's the thing. You got to remember where you are, whether you're on the micro SD card or the internal memory. But with 4 gigs of internal memory and whatever size of micro SD card you get, you purchase with it, you know, you can be pretty... flexible here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the menus and I'm going to show you the menus, and then I will show you the other two buttons. And I'll show you the list button now. I'll show you the list. Okay, the list button is down below. It's the right-hand button down below the arrows, you know, the dial. Okay, so if I hit down arrow, okay, the list button you have to be out of a folder.
Recorder folder.
Okay, let's see.
Recorder folder.
You hit the list button and it'll say recorder folder, but you got to be out of the main. I mean, you've got to be out of the whatever folder you're in, because it didn't say anything when I pressed the list button when I was in a folder. I suppose it might show something on the screen, but it didn't talk. So, but now we'll arrow down.
Music folder. Podcast folder. Recorder folder.
Okay. Now, so that's the list button. And the button above the circle to the right is the scene button. Okay? That is an interesting... I'm going to press it. It doesn't say anything. Okay. That's used for a couple different things. I haven't figured out how to make scenes yet, but I'm not too worried about that. Okay. We're going to go into the menus. So, to get into the menu, we hold down the Enter key, which is the round button in the center of the recorder.
File setting.
Okay, I'll arrow down through these menus first, and then after I've done that, I'll go into each menu. So I'll arrow down.
Record menu. Play menu. Display and sound menu. Device setting. File setting.
Okay, now we're back to file setting. I'm going to go into the file setting menu.
File lock setting.
Okay, here's where you would lock a file if you want to lock it, but we're not going to do that now. I'll arrow down.
File order setting.
This is where you can actually rearrange your files within a folder. So, in other words, you can move a file, and I'll demonstrate this in a little bit here, okay? So I'll arrow down.
File, move, and copy setting.
Okay, this is where you can move and copy your files from folder to folder or from the internal memory to the micro SD card, okay? I'll arrow down.
File, divide, setting.
This feature can only be used to divide a WAV file, which is PCM linear file, okay? Well, WAV is a format, PCM linear recording is the type of recording that records WAV files. Okay, we'll arrow down.
Property.
Now, this actually doesn't talk, really. I don't quite understand why. I'll arrow down.
File lock setting.
Okay, we're back at the beginning now. So, I'm going to back out of this menu because, let's see, I will back out of it.
File setting.
Okay, now I'll arrow down.
Record menu.
I'll hit enter.
Microphone sensitivity setting.
I'll arrow down.
Recording mode setting. Recording level setting. Zoom mic setting. Low cut filter setting. VCVA setting. Timer recording setting. Recording scene setting. Microphone sensitivity setting. Recording mode setting.
Okay, we're back to the beginning. Okay. I was arrowing down through those menus. Now I'm going to go into each of these menus and show you.
MP3 mode.
Okay. I'll arrow down.
WMA mode. PCM mode.
Now, PCM is your PCM linear recording mode, which records in WAV format. Now, I'll go down to MP3.
MP3 mode.
I'll hit enter.
320 kilo BPS.
Okay, you can select your, you can arrow down.
256 kilo BPS.
You can arrow down.
192 kilo BPS.
Arrow down.
128 kilo BPS.
Arrow down.
320 kilo BPS.
Okay. Now, if we wanted to record at that setting, we would hit enter here, okay? And so I can do that.
320 kilo BPS set.
Okay, now we're going to back out with the left arrow.
Record menu.
Okay, let's see. I'll arrow down.
Play menu.
Whoops, we'll go back up to the record menu because there's some things
record
I want to
menu
show you here. I'll hit enter.
Microphone sensitivity setting.
Okay, I'm going to show you this particular microphone sensitivity setting.
Middle.
Middle. That must be where I have it on.
Low.
Low.
High.
Okay. I'm not going to change this because I like it on middle. But if I wanted to change it, I would just hit enter on one of these. Now we'll back out of this menu.
Microphone sensitivity setting.
Now we're going to arrow down.
Recording mode setting.
I'm going to hit enter here.
MP3 mode.
Okay, I'm going to arrow down.
WMA mode.
Arrow down.
PCM mode.
Now listen to this one. I'm going to hit enter here.
44.1 kilohertz.
I'll arrow down.
48 kilohertz. 44.1 kilohertz.
Okay, so we've got two things there. So we'll hit enter on 44.1.
44.1 kilohertz set.
Okay, but we're going to go back and well, we'll record in this mode so you can hear how it sounds. Okay, we'll back out of this menu.
Record menu.
Now we're going to arrow down.
Play menu.
Okay, we'll hit enter on play menu.
Noise cancellation setting.
We'll arrow down.
Euphony setting.
Someone once told me what euphony setting is, and I've forgotten what it is. So we'll arrow down.
Voice filter setting.
Arrow down.
Playback mode setting.
Arrow down.
Playback speed setting. Skip interval setting.
Arrow down.
Alarm playback setting. Playback scene setting.
Okay, there's your playback scene setting.
Noise cancellation setting.
Okay, we're down to noise cancellation. So we can hit enter here.
Low. Off.
Okay.
High. Low.
Okay, so low, off, and high are our choices. Okay, and if you want to change these, you just hit enter. I'll back out of this menu.
Noise cancellation setting.
I'll arrow down.
Euphony setting.
I'll hit enter.
Please set noise cancellation off.
Okay. Then I'll arrow down.
Voice filter setting.
Okay. So if you wanted to use the euphony, you have to take the voice cancellation setting off. Okay, let's go in here.
Please set noise cancellation off.
Okay, we'll back out of that. Let's see, and we'll arrow down.
Playback mode setting.
Okay, playback mode.
Playback area setting.
Okay, we're going to hit the enter key. We'll arrow down here.
Repeat playback setting.
Arrow down.
Random playback setting. Playback area setting.
Okay, now we're back at the beginning of this particular menu. Playback area setting. We'll hit enter here.
Playback file.
Playback file.
Folder playback.
Okay, you can play back a file or you can play back a folder. Okay.
All files playback.
You can tell it to play back all files in a folder. So you would just hit enter here.
Playback file.
Okay.
Playback file set.
Oh, playback file set. Okay. Okay. I set that. Now, that means it would play it back. Let me see something here. I'll arrow down.
Repeat playback setting.
No, I don't want to do that. I'll back out of this.
Playback mode setting.
Okay, arrow down.
Playback speed setting.
Okay, here's where you can adjust your speed. You can
slow playback.
Slow playback.
Fast playback.
Fast playback.
Slow playback.
Okay, so those are your choices there. and you would just hit enter on the one that you want to do. You can also do this
playback speed setting.
You can also change the speed of how it plays back with the play button. If you're playing a file and you want it to be slower, you press the play button again, and if you want it to be faster, you press it again. So you can do that with the play button also. Okay, I'll arrow down.
Skip interval setting.
Okay, you can skip intervals in a file. I'll hit enter.
Skip. Reverse skip.
Okay, you can skip or reverse skip.
Skip.
Okay, we'll back out of this menu with the left arrow.
Skip interval setting.
We're going to arrow down.
Alarm playback setting.
Okay, we'll hit enter.
Preset 1.
Preset 1.
Preset 2. Preset 3. Preset 1.
Okay, those are presets, and I don't know what those are really. Let's see here.
Setting will be completed if you press OK button.
Okay, I don't want to do that. Oh.
Preset 1.
Okay, so we'll back out of here.
Alarm playback setting.
Evidently, this has got an alarm on it. I'm curious what it sounds like.
Playback scene setting.
Okay, playback scene setting. We arrow down and we're hitting enter.
Playback scene select.
Playback scene select. We'll arrow down.
Playback scene saving.
Arrow down.
Playback scene select.
Okay, enter.
Off. Preset 1. Preset 2. Preset 3.
Okay, I'm not sure what these presets are. We'll back
playback
out.
Playback scene select.
Okay, we'll back out again with the left arrow.
Playback scene setting.
We'll arrow down.
Noise cancellation setting.
Okay, we're back to noise cancellation setting. So I'm going to hit the left arrow.
Play menu.
I will down arrow.
Display and sound menu.
I'll hit enter.
Backlight setting.
Okay, here's where you can change. Now, one thing I found that I took something off and I don't remember what it was. I changed something and when I turned this on, it didn't say battery level high. It didn't say that. It didn't say anything. So I'm kind of leaving things alone, but you can go in here.
Lighting time setting.
Lighting time setting.
Brightness setting.
Brightness setting. I'm arrowing down.
Lighting time setting.
Okay, those are the only two in there. So if you wanted to change these, you would just press enter on these, one of these. I'll back out.
Backlight setting.
With the left arrow. Okay, I'll arrow down.
Contrast.
Now, this particular thing, if you hit enter on contrast, no speech. We'll back out of this menu.
Contrast.
Okay, we'll arrow down.
LED lamp setting.
We'll hit enter here.
On.
We'll arrow down.
Off.
Okay, I'm going to back out of this because I'm not going to change it.
LED lamp setting.
Arrow down.
Beep sound setting.
Okay, I like this. Hold on, I'll enter.
Volume 3.
Okay, volume 3 for the beep sounds is the loudest it'll go, okay? I didn't realize, but I found that this menu is in the DS71 as well. I'm not sure about the DS50, but it is in the DS71. So, let's see, I'll arrow down.
Volume 2. Volume 1.
Okay, we want it on volume 3.
Off.
Whoops, I don't want it off.
Volume 3.
Okay, we didn't hit OK or anything, so we don't have to do anything. Because we didn't change anything. We're just arrowing down. So I'll back out of this menu, the left
beep
arrow.
Sound setting.
Arrow down.
Language select menu.
Okay, here's where you can change your language. I'm not going to do that. I'll hit enter.
English. French. Spanish. English.
Okay, you got three languages. English, French, and Spanish. I'll back out of this menu.
Language select menu.
I'll arrow down.
Voice guidance setting.
Okay, this is where you can change your voice guidance, and you really don't want to mess with this, because if you delete these voice guidance files on your recorder, you won't have it, won't talk. And I know people that have done this on their DS50s. You know, I can't believe they did it, but they did. Anyway, so I'll go in here.
On and off setting.
I'll arrow down.
Guidance speed setting.
Oh, okay, I'll arrow down.
Volume setting.
You can change the volume for the guidance as well, the voice guidance. I'll arrow down.
On and off setting.
Okay, let's go up here. Arrow.
Volume setting.
We'll hit enter.
Volume 3.
Okay, I have it on volume 3, and that's the loudest. So I'll back out of this with the
volume
left arrow.
Volume setting.
And I will back out of this menu because we covered everything in it.
Voice guidance setting.
Okay, now we're going to arrow down.
Intro playback setting.
Okay. I think that this menu is where you can have it, you can tell it to play a certain part of a file. Let me hit enter here.
Off. 10 seconds.
Oh, that's right. It will tell you, it'll play like 10 seconds of a file.
5 seconds. 3 seconds. Off.
Okay. So if you wanted to change any of those, you would just press enter there. I'll back out of this menu.
Intro playback setting.
And I back out all the time with the left arrow. Okay, I'll arrow down.
Backlight setting.
Okay, I think we covered that.
Contrast.
Yes, we covered those. Okay, so now I'll back out with the left arrow.
Display and sound menu.
Okay, I'll go down.
Device setting.
Okay, I'm going to go in here, device setting.
Memory select.
I'll arrow down.
Power save setting.
Arrow down.
Folder name setting.
You don't want to change the folders, the names of your folders. I don't know if you can really do that. I'm not sure why this feature is there, but I sure wouldn't change your folders. I really wouldn't, because your voice guidance wouldn't work properly if you change the names of the folders. So I'll arrow down.
Time and date setting.
Okay, I'll arrow down.
USB setting.
Arrow down.
Reset setting.
You don't want to reset the unit.
Format menu.
Okay, I'll arrow down.
Memory information.
Arrow down.
System information. Memory select.
Okay, now we're going to cover the memory select. I'll hit enter here.
Micro SD card.
Okay, I thought so. I was on the micro SD card because when you go into the setting, which you will a lot, if you find that you're copying files or moving files from the internal memory to the micro SD card, you will be in the device menu a lot. I know I am, because I've been demonstrating this stuff, and I will be, you know, I've been in this a lot. So if I arrow down.
Internal memory.
Okay, and then arrow down.
Micro SD card.
Okay, let's hit enter here.
Switched to the micro SD card.
Which I was anyway, so okay. Now if I wanted to switch, well, I'll just leave it there for now, because I don't think I have any files on the internal memory. Okay, but I'll back out of this.
Device setting.
Device setting. That's one thing you're going to use a lot. And so it's just a few down from the file menu.
File setting.
File setting. So it's, okay, let me count here.
Record. One. Play. Display. Device setting.
Okay, it's four down. Okay, now we're going to go back into the device setting because I want to show you some other things.
Memory select.
Memory select, that's to select the memory where you want to record from.
Power save setting.
I'll hit enter here. I think this is where I...
5 minutes.
Okay, you can change it to 5 minutes, it goes off.
10 minutes. 30 minutes. 1 hour.
Okay. You can take that off if you want. Okay.
5 minutes.
Okay, now back out of this with the left arrow.
Power save setting.
I'll arrow down.
Folder name setting.
I'm going to go in here and see what...
Folder A.
Oh, okay.
Folder B. Folder C. Folder D. Folder E. Folder A.
Okay, this just shows your A through E. Okay, I'll back out of this. Whoops.
File setting.
Okay, I gotta go down to...
Record menu. Play. Display.
I gotta go down to device setting.
Memory select.
I'll arrow down.
Power save setting.
I'll arrow down.
Folder name setting.
Arrow down.
Time and date setting.
Okay, this is still not accessible. So I'm not even going to go in here because it would be a waste of my time. I had trouble with this last time and I'm not going to do this again. Sorry, folks. Okay, I'll arrow down. I mean, it can be done, but I found it very tricky.
USB setting.
Okay. You can use this as an external recorder or external device like a, you know, a thumb drive, a memory storage device. So, or you can just use it as a recorder. So I'll hit enter here.
USB connection setting.
Okay, let's arrow down.
USB class setting.
Okay.
USB connection setting.
Okay, let's hit enter here.
PC connection.
Okay.
AC adapter connection.
Okay, I'll arrow down.
Variable. PC connection.
Okay, so if you wanted to change any of these, I wouldn't. this probably is... Oh, I see why. Okay, so that you can actually... With the PC connection, you can recharge the batteries from your computer. Okay, but we can also get the chargers, too. The chargers are $29.99 for these units. Okay, I'll back out of this.
USB connection setting.
I'll arrow down.
USB class setting.
I'll hit enter.
Storage class.
Okay, storage class.
Composite.
Composite.
Storage class.
Okay, I'm not going to change any of these. It's set on storage class, so I'll hit the left arrow.
USB class setting.
Arrow down.
USB connection
okay,
setting.
Okay, we did that already. Let's hit the left arrow to back out.
USB setting.
Arrow down.
Reset setting.
I'm not going to even touch that. Sorry.
Format menu.
Call me a chicken. That's okay. Okay, format menu. I'm going to go in here.
Micro SD card.
When you purchase a micro SD card, this is what Olympus told me.
Formatting canceled.
You want to be sure that you format the micro SD card on the device, on the recorder. Okay, don't format it on your computer. Don't even put it in your computer. Put it in your recorder, your DM520 or 420, and then hit enter on the... Make sure you are on the micro SD card when you hit enter, because if you're not, if you are on the system, internal memory, you will format your internal memory and you'll lose everything, including your voice guidance settings. I'm going to back out of this.
Device setting.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to hit enter here.
Format menu.
Okay, I'll arrow down.
Memory information.
Okay, memory information. I'll hit enter. Whoops.
Memory information.
It doesn't talk in there.
System information.
I'll hit enter here. It doesn't talk there either. That's okay.
System
we don't belong in these folders, you guys.
Memory select.
Okay, we're back to memory select. Okay, I'm going to back out of memory. Back out of this device settings menu.
Device setting.
Now arrow down.
File setting.
We're back to the file setting. I do believe that we've covered all the menus. I really do. And this is an awesome recorder. Like I said, there's things that talk more. I'm hitting the left.
Recorder folder.
Okay, now I'm back in the recorder folder. Okay, we have some work yet to do. We're not done. All right, and I'm going to have to go through this quickly because I know I've spent a lot of time in the menus. But we're going to go into the recorder folder. I'm going to hit enter here.
Folder A.
Okay, I'll go to folder B because I think that's where all my files are.
Folder B.
I'll hit enter. Now I'll hit play.
This is a test.
Okay. I hit the stop button. That was Vernon. That was the very first record, the very first file I recorded with this on September 11th, which is my birthday. And that's when this loving DM520 came in. Okay. So I was recording with it. And he told me to unforward the calls because I was gone for lunch that day. And so, anyway, what I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to move this file. And I stopped it, but it's still highlighted, okay? This is really important to comprehend, you guys. Because if you mess this up, you know, you could move the wrong file or whatever. So I've got this file highlighted just by hitting the stop button once. I'm going to go into the menu by holding down the middle button, which is the OK / Enter key.
File setting.
Okay, I'll hit Enter.
File lock setting.
I'll arrow down.
File order setting.
Okay, I'm going to move this file to a different location in the folder. So I'll hit enter.
Please select the file you want to reorder.
Okay. Like I said, this command should have been called file organize setting, but she called it file order. And instead of reorder, they should have said reorganize. Okay. So the file has been selected. Because when you start to play a file and then you just press the stop button once, that basically selects the file. Okay, so we did that. We'll hit enter here.
Please set the position to insert the file.
Okay, I'm going to move it just twice. Down arrow twice. Now you know that when you down arrow, your pitch is higher. And when you up arrow, your pitch is lower. That's one nice thing about all the Olympus recorders that I've ever had. And believe it or not, you guys, I have four of them. Okay? Okay, so we won't talk about that now. So I'm going to hit enter here.
File reordering completed.
Okay, so I pressed the down arrow twice, and then I pressed enter because that's where I put my file. Now we're going to go back and see.
File setting.
Okay, we're going to hit the left arrow. Okay, now I'm going to hit play.
My serial number for the...
Okay, we don't want that. I wonder where... Okay, let me go find that file.
This is a third recording. This is a test. We are recording to see how this sounds in Zoom.
Okay, I'll stop that and back. I'll go... Okay, this should be...
This is another recording. This is going to be very short.
Okay. The file that I originally played was right here. Now I'm going to right arrow and hit the play.
Now we are recording.
Hit the right arrow.
This is a test.
See, it put it just exactly where it put it exactly where I told it to because I arrowed down twice. So it put it two files ahead. Thank God. That is wonderful. Okay, that was a successful demo there. Okay, now we are going to do something. I'm going to show you how to move a file from the microSD card back to the main memory. Okay, I'm actually going to select this file because it's the very first file I recorded on here. So, you know, I'm kind of sentimental. I don't want to get rid of it, so I'll hit play. Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back here with the left arrow.
This is a test.
Okay, now I hit the stop button. Okay, now I'm going to go into the menu.
File setting.
Okay, I'll hit the OK button or Enter button.
File lock setting.
Arrow down.
File order setting.
Okay, we don't want to do that one.
File move and copy setting.
Okay, we hit Enter.
Please select the folder to move or copy the file.
Okay, we arrow down.
Copy to the internal memory.
We arrow down.
Move to the micro SD card.
It's already on the micro SD card, but I'm going to move it back to the internal memory. So I'll arrow down.
Copy to the micro SD card.
I'll arrow down.
Move to the internal memory.
I'll hit Enter.
Move one file.
Enter.
Please select the file you want to move.
We've already done that, so we hit Enter.
Please select the folder to move the file.
Okay, we hit down arrow.
Music folder.
We hit down arrow.
Podcast folder. Recorder folder.
Okay, we hit Enter on recorder folder.
Folder A.
Okay, I'll hit Enter on folder A. Now, here's where I gotta hit the scene button.
The file was moved to the internal memory.
Okay. Now, you hit the scene button to do this, to move or copy files from the microSD card to the internal memory or from the internal memory to the microSD card, however you choose to do this. If you have your files in internal memory and you want to move files, and you can select to move all files too. I could move all these files back to the internal memory. One of them is kind of long, but I'm not going to do that now. I just wanted to demonstrate that to you. Okay, so basically that is that particular feature. And I showed you how to delete. I showed you the list. I showed you the menus. Now, I think that we pretty much covered everything that we were going to cover in this podcast. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I've been kind of telling you as we went along here, the differences between the DS50, the DS71, and the DM520 and DM420. Okay, the DS50 has 1 gig of memory, and it has limited recording capabilities. In other words, you can only record in WMA. Also, it has an external stereo microphone, which can be clipped to the enclosed remote control and plugged in to the microphone so that you can control it from the remote control, the on-off switch on the remote. And so that's the DS50. The recording quality is pretty good. It's not bad, but it's not as good as the DS71, and the DS71 is not as good as the DM520. But the DS71 has 4 gigs of internal memory, Neither the DS50 or the DS71 have a microSD card slot. I was so happy when the DM520 and the 420 had the microSD card slot. And I feel that these units have more features that talk. There are a couple places in the menus that don't talk. Let's see what happened here. I'll hit the...
Now we are...
Okay. Evidently it just went out of a menu. I must have left it in a menu. And this will shut off in 5 minutes. So the DS71 was a good recorder too. I still use my DS71, and it had, of course, the microphone that you can take off and record in mono if you want to. Oh, one thing we didn't cover the I didn't go through the STXQ and HQ and STHQ and all that. I didn't go through those, but they're all there, okay? They're in the recording mode setting. Oh, we didn't cover the recording level. You can, in the DS71 and in the DM520 and DM420, you can set the recording level to on or to automatic or manual. Now, you can record from a cassette recorder. I did this in January. I put our wedding onto this unit and burned it on CD and gave it to Vernon for a wedding present. Anyway, when you record to the recorder, I believe you have to have your recording level manual. I can't remember, but I think that's correct. And it really worked out nice. In fact, they recommend that when you're recording in one of the modes that you use headphones, that you wear headphones so you can monitor the recording level. I read that in the manual somewhere. Okay, so basically those are the differences between the DS50, the DS71, and the DM520 and the DM420. I believe the DS50 has been discontinued, but guess what? We still have some. Okay, so if you want to purchase any of these devices, you can. The DS71 is being, I believe it's going to be discontinued pretty soon too. but not maybe for a while, but it won't be long and it'll be discontinued also. If you want to purchase any of these devices, you just call Ferguson Enterprises 605-854-9280. Or you can email us, Fergent, F-E-R-G-E-N-T, at FergusonEnterprises.com. That's F-E-R-G-E-N-T at FergusonEnterprises.com. Okay, or Pat at Scanacan.com. That's P-A-T at S-C-A-N-A-C-A-N.com. Okay. So, we do have all these units. Okay, I want to thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I have enjoyed immensely doing this for you. And I will say that when you purchase... Sorry about the phone ringing. When you purchase these items from us, you will receive the appropriate tutorial for whatever device you purchase. If you don't purchase them from Ferguson Enterprises, you won't receive them. However, you can buy the tutorials from us. And so that is that. And again, I want to thank you very much for listening. Oh, we didn't talk about the Sonority software. I do not know. I've been told by Olympus. I'm going to attempt to install it. But I decided not to cover that in this podcast or tutorial. There's several reasons, because I was told by Olympus that it's very, very graphical. And I do know that last Friday when I was doing the tutorial, I was going to cover that, and it didn't even talk with WindowEyes in the, it just said, it told me to enter the serial number. So I didn't have the serial number written down yet. I do now. And of course, when you purchase from us, your discs are labeled in Braille. And so we do put the labels with the serial numbers on the CD. Okay, so we're not going to demonstrate the Olympus Sonority software at this time. I don't think it's going to be very accessible, according to Olympus. Okay, it's very graphical. So thank you very much, and it's been fun doing this for you. And I hope that you consider purchasing one of the loving Olympus recorders, because they really are loving. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.